Hi there, friends. Thanks for tuning in to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast. I'm your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery, sipping on some delicious coastal vine Sauvignon Blanc, compliments of the Blue Star, open Monday through Saturday for all of your decadent dinner dining opportunities. You just don't want to cook, right? On a Monday, on a Tuesday, I get it, right? But reservations strongly encouraged for weekends. Just putting it out there, it's technically still season, folks. So you want to be able to take advantage of knowing you're going to have a seat and not wait by the door. Not that we really suffer because it's been absolutely gorgeous out. Absolutely gorgeous. So once again, thank you to the Blue Star. This delicious Sauvignon Blanc is really cleansing my palate. Speaking of beautiful out, I'm excited that in the studio we have Jake Kirchner. He is the media relations officer for Main Street Vero Beach. And this weekend is the annual Hibiscus Festival.
It is. Wow. Thank you for having me, first of all, and thank you for the wine.
Right. He's like, this is a bonus to any show. I'm happy to talk however long she would like. I am a huge fan of the Hibiscus Festival. In years past, White Glove Moving and Storage has had a booth downtown. We've been able to help with some of the logistics and heavy lifting. And then I realized I prefer going as a spectator,
just
to enjoy it and not have to necessarily work that particular weekend. Though, you know, I probably wear my White Glove Moving shirt as I stroll up and down. Yet I don't know if all of our listeners are versed with how much activity and fun is in store for this weekend.
There is a lot going on, lot to see throughout the weekend.
So let's lay the groundwork. What's happening Thursday?
First is Thursday night. We're having our Miss Hibiscus pageant at the Heritage Center.
And I'm really proud of the fact that our Pac-Mail Beachside, your shipping experts, headquartered right here in Vero Beach, is participating. We are all hands on deck for this extravagant event. And it's been like, it's a lot of committee meetings. It's a lot of things. These are really impressive young ladies.
They are. Yeah, I think there was maybe 16 or close to 20 ladies entered.
Oh, wow.
And if anyone wants to go enjoy the event, it's $5 to get in and watch it at the Heritage
Center. And go show
Center.
Support for all these great gals.
For sure.
Most definitely. And then the winner of that evening is, in fact, Miss Hibiscus.
True.
And then she will have responsibilities thereafter.
She will, yeah. She's gotta wear the crown.
Oh, that's a big deal. I mean, somebody has to wear the crown. Like, somebody has to sip delicious Sauvignon Blanc while we talk about fun upcoming events. Like, it's just, we have to do it. It's the roles we play, Jake.
Somebody's got to do
it. It's so tough. Now, of course, we have some great community partners that are helping to make that event a success with lots of great swag and different things for the gals entering into the pageant. Yet thereafter, there's a lot of things to look forward to for the balance of the weekend, like live music.
Tons of bands. Yeah, I think we have close to 20 different bands that are going to be playing. I think 3 different stages we'll have set up at Hibiscus Festival.
Where are the stages going to be?
Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be one in the grassy area there right next to the Heritage Center.
Oh, yeah, that's a great little venue. Bring your blanket.
21st and 14th Ave.
Mm-hmm.
There will be one other stage in the street near, I think it's closer to 20th, like right in front of our office, the Main Street office.
Beautiful.
And then another stage will be set up down, I think, towards the opposite end of 14th.
Ah.
Another street stage set up.
So as you stroll, there's just going to be an array of music.
Right. Yeah, pretty much everywhere you go, there'll be even
fantastic.
In the art show, we'll even have some music going on there. So that, and there'll be other stuff to look out for, magicians and other different exciting things all over the
live
festival,
performances.
For sure.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's wonderful. Now, when folks are planning to come, let's discuss the hours.
Okay, yeah, it's 10 till 6 on Saturday, so pretty much all day. Yeah. And then again on Sunday, 10 till 4.
Beautiful. And they should maybe come hungry?
Should definitely come hungry. Plenty of food vendors. Yeah, I don't want to spoil too much of it, but you should come with food in mind.
Yeah. like plan on it. Is it going to be food trucks? Are there local restaurants participating?
For sure. Yeah, all the local restaurants, we notified them a long time ago. If they had to change their hours, they're definitely going to be open. All of the spots around downtown that you would normally find open on a Saturday evening, even they might be open a little earlier that day.
Oh, very nice.
So that, yeah, why not? And the food trucks.
You know, one year I got to sample some delicious hibiscus margaritas from Blue Agave. Like, they did a featured drink.
I believe they are doing that again. And
oh, it was delicious.
Who else? Maybe Sean Ryan Pub made a special hibiscus drink. And there will be at least one vendor. Yeah, one vendor is bringing tea, and they said they're making a special hibiscus tea. So,
aw, see, that's so apropos. I mean, when given a theme, you really want to capitalize on it. And of course, the hibiscus is Vero's flower.
True.
Very true indeed. And they should also come ready to shop.
There will be a ton of vendors there selling everything from, handmade pottery to just local honey.
Ah.
Everything in between.
Everything in between. You can add some of that local honey to your delicious hibiscus tea. What? It's a no-brainer.
That would go well.
It would go well. Now, okay, so it's this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, lots of music, lots of good food, lots of shopping, great ways to support local business partners. Right? Because some
exactly.
folks, like I said, as White Glove Moving and Storage, we've been there in the past, just letting folks know about the services that we offer and giving away complimentary water and fun little tchotchkes. So there's opportunities to just get to know some of the local businesses. They're not necessarily selling anything.
Business. Yeah, I think mm-hmm. it's important to support the local businesses and just the Vero Beach area in general. You know, it's definitely been growing. It's more of an exciting area now, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And why not come out and support all the businesses?
And I can just tell already it's going to be perfect weather. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting in requests. We're putting in requests with all the powers that be. Okay, now, as I had mentioned earlier, there's some great partners. Foxy Nails, located in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark, is open 7 days a week, with the exception of some holidays, to help with all your manicure, pedicure, waxing, and lash extension needs. And I was on their Facebook page. It is incredible the transformation that lashes can bring. Oh, my goodness. Cindy, are you a fan of gorgeous long lashes?
I want them. I want to try that, and I've seen people with it, and it looks phenomenal.
The before and afters
yeah,
are
totally.
Just amazing.
Mm-hmm,
and I was totally. Doing a little, I mean, they had given lashes for my wedding as their gift to me, right?
Mm,
it was
mm.
stunning. I thought I looked like Princess Jasmine in a much lighter tone.
Okay.
Yeah.
That went over my head.
But
okay.
my lashes were amazing. They looked just like Princess Jasmine's.
Okay.
And I couldn't believe how long they lasted. And this is obviously going into wedding season where folks mm. are considering doing their vows outside on the beach, and destination wedding being that's where Vero, one of the many things that Vero offers. I just want our listeners to know that there is so much more than just manicures and pedicures that Foxy Nails brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And they donate to great causes, mm-hmm. including some of these great local events. In addition, the hair studio of Vero has put out some terrific new trends for 2018 spring color, cut, and style. So check out their Facebook page. It's the most affordable salon in all of Vero, Oslo, and US 1. You will not be disappointed. I tell you, I joke sometimes because we can't really experience weather season changes per se in Vero,
right?
Right? It just gets like hot to hotter.
And
more
then cool, and then the next day hot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but when I go a little bit more blonde, I think folks know that we're transitioning into spring, and then
oh,
I go more
yeah.
blonde,
oh,
and we've
yeah.
made a full conversion into summer.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, if you feel much the same way, you're going to want to meet Melissa and her team over at the Hair Studio Vero. You simply won't be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. So it's Anna's calendar.
It is. I
oh,
mean,
perfect.
That's how we keep track.
Mm-hmm.
How blonde is she this time? Now, Main Street Vero does more than help put on Hibiscus Festival, which again is an annual event. What year are we in for Hibiscus
Festival?
This is
the 15th.
Oh, that's a great tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So what else does Main Street help to put on and bring to both residents and businesses?
Besides just promoting all of the businesses in downtown area, we try to share any events they're having. But we also have a gallery stroll. It's the first Friday of every month.
Mm. Oh, and is all that then still happening this Friday?
That is going to happen this Friday. Not necessarily part of Hibiscus Festival, but it does happen to fall this weekend also.
How all convenient.
All of the galleries along 14th and just in the downtown area get involved and they stay open, I think, close till 8 or 9 p.m. They're all open.
Absolutely.
People are all up and down the street checking
offering
out all the different...
complimentary drinks and food and question and answer.
Should be wine.
Yeah.
Snacks involved.
If there's one, I pretty much know about it, Jake. We're quickly going to become fast friends. Indeed. So Gallery Stroll, that's also in its it's celebrating several years now of success.
And we do that every month, first Friday of every month.
Is there still a trolley or the need for trolley?
There is a trolley. I don't know the exact locations. I think it does stop by, what's the parking lot right across from American Icon Brewery?
Oh, exactly. The city-owned parking lot. In fact, that would be good parking for folks this weekend as well.
Mm-hmm. True. And the train station also is down a little bit past Pocahontas Park. There's
just
a parking
past the
lot
Blue
there.
Star in downtown Vero.
Right by there.
Right by there.
Yeah.
So extra parking is good for folks to know. Not to mention that we have a parking garage downtown.
Right.
Yeah.
Two or three blocks away.
Right. You know, I mean, it's going to be a beautiful
It'll
day
be
so
nice
they can just
out,
stroll.
Right. Yeah. It'll be nice.
And one of the things that White Glove Moving and Storage got to participate in just this past January, kicking off the new year with Main Street Vero, was Coffee with the Mayor.
Oh.
Coffee with the Mayor, also another event we hold. That is, what is that? I think the second
Friday
of every month. So not this Friday, but next Friday we will have Coffee with the Mayor. I believe Harry Howe is out of town for that one, but Councilman Tony Young will be stepping in.
Oh, so he's wonderful.
Yeah,
and he's
fun.
Actually helping to head up the Vero Centennial, which is going to be amazing.
That will be fun also this year.
Pretty exciting. You know what recently was bestowed upon yours truly?
Oh, that's right. Tell us again. Tell us the scoop.
Well, I was appointed, and I am honored and privileged to serve as Mrs. Vero Centennial for the various events from October of 2018 through October of 2019 that the city and county will be hosting in conjunction with businesses and at various locations throughout the area. Isn't that so cool?
It is incredible.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think it was because I'm not shy with a microphone. It's how I was given such an honor. I get to wear a sparkly sash, word on the streets.
Really?
Yep.
Different
kind of
one
exciting
each time?
I don't think so.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We mustn't get crazy. You know, one consistent sash that I'll wear, you know, 12 times over. But we're going to incorporate all sorts of fun things to honor the city's 100th year birthday.
Year long it is.
All year long, right? Different event each month. So we'll have them come on and Councilman is going to be active here on the program to help promote those various events. And so he is a wealth of information and anyone who attends next Friday will be excited about it.
Well, his grandfather was the original mayor.
How profound.
Yeah. I can't think of his name. It is.
It's a legacy.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
There's going to be so much history shared throughout year. It's going to be really fun. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Hibiscus Festival this weekend in downtown Vero. We have Jake Kirchner on the show of Main Street Vero Beach. You're listening to the Vero Insider, Man of Valencia Tillery. Much more in store. Don't go anywhere. From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close, call for reservations, and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Welcome back. Happy spring. Happy April. You know, you think that once we get into the latter months of the year that that things would slow down. But no, not at all, because we live in such a great community. There's always something to do that is affordable and fun for you, for the family, for your friends, out-of-town guests, things you want to send the people you don't like to so you can get peace and quiet at the other place. You know, hey, whatever. We don't judge on the Vero Insider.
It's all good.
Yep. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. And, you know, if you haven't had a chance to go to theveroinsider.com, I implore you, please go check it out. I have a blog. You can check out past shows. You can share it with your friends. If we highlighted something about your business, you can share it there. We also have live links to all of our wonderful sponsors, like Caliber Home Loans. If you are interested in home ownership, as you continue to see rental rates increase, or you just wish to have ownership in a piece of land and property, consult with this team. It's always a complimentary consultation, and they are exquisite and detailed in what they do. Many decades of experience coupled in that office, which is right on Miracle Mile. They are dedicated to the community. They give back in so many junctures and would appreciate just the opportunity to consult with you and get you on the path. Again, that's Caliber Home Loans. Of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We're excited to be a part of Vero Beach for so many reasons. But at this time of year, there's always a need when some of our winter guests get ready to go back north or west, and they might need help during their renovation process. Perhaps they've hired a general contractor or a designer, and they might need someone to get everything up and out and store it temporarily while work is being done. Or they might just be looking to make a permanent move. And I would love the opportunity to send out one of our team members. It's a free estimate. We are agents with Beacons Van Lines. We can take you out of state, bring you to or from Florida, or just help with your local needs. Heavy lifting, you know. Men with muscle, it's never overrated. So we appreciate the opportunity at White Glove to be your favorite and preferred mover of choice. Plus, they help keep me gainfully employed. So I like that too. Thank you.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. It allows me to come to you every week.
Hey, you know what? I want to tell you quick too, because you said on other shows, you can change your room around.
You can, exactly.
I mean, who wants to do that themselves?
It's spring cleaning.
Yeah, do that.
You don't want to scratch your hardwoods. That would be crazy.
Or your nails, your foxy nails.
Or your foxy nails. That's absurd. Mm. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. So we have in the studio Mr. Jake Kirchner. We're talking about this weekend's 15th annual Hibiscus Festival. And prior to our commercial break, we were discussing that this upcoming October will launch Vero Centennial. And there's a really cool feature to the Hibiscus Festival this weekend that would be appropriate for our listeners to learn about, right?
There is, yeah. The Hibiscus History Ride actually is Saturday morning, takes off from right at American Icon Brewery, the old power plant.
That's
there.
A great spot to start any bicycle ride.
And I think it's held by us and Vero Cycling. And it's going to be a 2-hour ride throughout a bunch of different historical places in Vero.
So you don't have to be an avid road bicyclist. This is more of a
learn and leisure kind of thing. You do need a helmet. It is much more learn and leisure. It's going to be a slower pace, more learning than riding. But yeah, you sign up at eventbrite.com. All you need is a helmet and a bike. And I think Vero Cycling is even going to be renting out some bikes if you don't have a bike or a helmet.
They don't want any excuses. Just come, cycle, and learn. And again, it's going to be fabulous weather. Mm-hmm. Can you share once more, Jake, the hours this weekend and maybe some of the headline bands that our listeners can plan their day around?
Definitely. Thursday, the Miss Hibiscus pageant, 7 to 9 at the Heritage Center. Then on Saturday, Hibiscus Festival is 10 to 6. Sunday, 10 to 4. And some of the bands involved, we're going to have Blue Cypress Bluegrass Band, Soul Jam, Hot Pink, three local schools, the Indian River County High School Jazz Ensemble, Sebastian River Middle School Choir, Vero Beach High School Jazz Ensemble.
You know what's great about that, too, is you always get the influx of the parents and extended family members that come to support the kids, and then they always end up shopping and eating. How perfect. Yep. You all are so savvy on Main Street, Vero.
We're working on it. Ladies of Soul will also be there. Collins and Company. Professor Pennygood's Mighty Flea Circus. Matt and Bruce, tons of great bands that I haven't had time to mention, but
Collins and Company does some of my favorite Rod Stewart covers, and they rock out to Forever Young. When they see me in the audience, they just know they have to play it.
It's a good track.
Oh, it's fantastic. It always puts a smile on my face anywhere I go. It's like one of my rock out songs. It's just a must.
It's a theme.
Yeah, Forever Young. And then, like you had mentioned earlier, not only will there be food trucks and vendors galore, but there's an actual art show component?
There is a fine art show. Yeah, that goes on Saturday and Sunday, and it will be judged. I forget how many.
Who doesn't love a prize?
People are in that? Close to 30 different...
artists and different
artists, all kinds of cool stuff. Jewelry, watercolors, sculptures, digital art. People are doing woodworking, photography. Any type of art you can imagine basically is in this fine art show.
And then a number of the local downtown businesses will also be having some extended hours, maybe even some featured drinks.
Definitely.
Hibiscus-themed cocktails.
Absolutely.
I mean, we don't need more. We just need to show up. Mm-hmm. It's free to get in.
It is.
So you just pay to play.
Just get there.
And you can, in fact, bring blankets or lawn chairs or anything like that for some of the band performances, I presume?
Yeah. You can definitely set up chairs or a little spot for yourself in the grass.
Why not?
There's plenty of benches around also.
There sure
along
are.
14th.
And recycling throughout downtown, which is always good. Remember to recycle. Remember what's recyclable and what's trash, folks. There's a distinct difference. I clearly serve on the board of Keep Any River Beautiful, and that was my plug for recycling.
I appreciate that. We will have recycling bins out, extra recycling bins.
Very smart indeed. This Friday, not only can you anticipate gallery stroll and check out all of our beautiful galleries downtown and sip and view and purchase art on Friday evening, starting off around 5, but you could also attend the Vero Beach Premier Women's Network. We're going to have Kathy Cadell with the Vero Beach Airport, talking about the upcoming air show and much more. Only a few seats left. If you're interested, email me, AnnaV@WhiteGloveUSA.net. Check us out at VeroInsider.com, and we'll have some live links for the Hibiscus Festival's page so that our listeners can make sure they are there. Until next week, friends, cheers!